Beautiful Mass yesterday at the Cathedral for our Chrism Mass. Happy to report that our oils have been transported safely home by one of my favorite little parishioners, one of our newest members, little Elijah Ringhofer. So they are safe and sound, ready to be presented on Holy Thursday. Simply wanted to forward greetings and blessings from Bishop Serba this morning. And he asked us as pastors and priests to relay a message, if you will, and it's a message full of joy. He preached about joy last night. The first, thoughts of Pope Francis, the joy of the gospel. And specifically, Bishop talked about joy to start with, just in itself, that it's a product of love and it's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. And it's necessary for Christians. As Pope Francis so often has said, that we have to be joyful. That's who we should be because of the good news of Jesus. That this joy is what will win over souls. He then spoke second about the joy of the new evangelization. The fact that we have to go out to the world, to go into our own pews, to help our brothers and sisters experience Jesus' love. That he talked about forming intentional disciples, that we have to become disciples who make other disciples, which I think we're really focusing on recently. And then third, he talked about the joy that comes from the sacraments. And I think this is most evident. I mean, if you come to the Easter Vigil, which I really hope you do on Saturday, just look at the faces of those who will be confirmed and receive their first communion. That's the joy of the full reception into our Catholic Church, the joy of being confirmed, the joy of receiving the Eucharist for the first time. That's joy that should really propel our day. That's why we come to Mass every morning, so we may be different, we may be joyful. And my favorite line from Bishop's homily, he used a word Pope Francis used too. He said, if you had to spend time with a sourpuss or somebody that's joyful, who do you want to hang around with? He's like, well, it's obvious. You'd want to be with the joyful person. Getting back to that idea of Pope Francis, that to proclaim the gospel, we have to be joyful. And so really pray about that as we enter into these mysteries, the salvific mysteries of our faith. Even though they are very sad, and they can, at times cause tears, to hear Peter denying Jesus, to hear Judas betraying him, to hear of our Savior that died in such a gruesome manner, to really think about the joy that all this brings. And so really focus on joy for the rest of Holy Week, especially it will be manifested most clearly on Easter.